This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The headlines. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla reviews ongoing border fencing works along Indo-Myanmar border. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha inaugurates 45 deep tube wells to strengthen water supply across Agartala. Meghalaya marks 5th anniversary of Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan at Raj Bhavan Shillong, and Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma announces several ongoing and upcoming developmental projects in Tripura. And now the news in details. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla reviewed the ongoing border fencing works along the Indo-Myanmar border at a meeting held in the Raj Bhavan at Imphal yesterday. Officers from the Border Roads Organization and Border Road Task Force briefed the governor on the progress of the fencing, key operational issues and the overall performance of the project. They also flagged concerns related to security and communication and put forward recommendations to ensure faster and smoother execution of the remaining border fencing works. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha yesterday inaugurated 45 deep tube wells, 27 iron removal plants and 206 kilometers of new pipeline under the Amrut project to strengthen water supply across the Agartala Municipal Corporation area. He said, "The Tripura government is continuously working since 2019 to improve water supply, sanitation, river rejuvenation, housing and other urban infrastructure. The new projects, taken up at a cost of 111.928 crore rupees, aim to further enhance urban living standards and build a beautiful modern Tripura," Mr. Saha said. Meghalaya marked the 5th anniversary of the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan at Raj Bhavan Shillong yesterday. Governor Chandrasekhar H. Vijayashankar identified drugs, HIV, AIDS, TB, cancer and teenage pregnancies as the 5 major challenges facing Meghalaya. He called upon the social welfare and other government departments to continuously create mass awareness at the school, college and community levels to safeguard the state's youth. Officials highlighted key achievements under the campaign and encouraged stronger community participation in the fight against substance abuse. The Shillong Raj Bhavan yesterday observed the Rashtriya Ekta Divas with participation of the Meghalaya Police, BSF, CRPF, teachers and students to commemorate the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Meghalaya Governor Chandrasekhar H. Vijayashankar urged citizens to remain vigilant against threats to unity, both external and internal, and to uphold the integrity of the nation. The governor also praised Meghalaya's cultural diversity and said unity means celebrating differences while working together for collective progress. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday hoisted a high-mast national flag at the P.A. Sangma Sports Complex at Tura, headquarters of West Garo Hills District, making it the second such flag installation in the state. The first high-mast flag in Meghalaya is fluttering at the Barik Point in state capital Shillong. Mr. Sangma said similar high-mast flags will soon come up in Juwai and other district headquarters. The Chief Minister expressed pride and patriotism, stating that the tricolour symbolises India's unity, sovereignty, freedom and values. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday announced several ongoing and upcoming developmental projects in Tura, particularly in the Dakob Grey area. Several initiatives are underway, including the launch of the second phase of the Tura beautification project. The phase will involve street lights, pavement renovation and a facelift of the Tura supermarket. The third beautification phase will upgrade the road from Arai Mile Junction to P.A. Sangma Road, while the Paint My City campaign will continue covering buildings and boundary walls. He highlighted rapid progress on the additional secretariat building and the convention center near the MPSC office. Mr. Sangma also announced a major project at the Old Orchid Hotel site, a 5-star hotel to be built by the Hilton Group within 24 months. Tripura's agricultural products received an overwhelming response at the Middle East Natural and Organic Products Expo 2025 held at the Dubai World Trade Center in the United Arab Emirates. In the presence of Agriculture Minister Ratan Lal Nath, the state showcased its GI-tagged queen pineapple, jackfruit, aromatic kalikhasa and Hari Narayan rice, bird's wheat chili, fragrant Gandharaj lemon, white sesame, and foxtail millet. These products were widely appreciated for their excellent quality, taste, and export potential. Importers from Gulf Cooperation Council countries, Europe, Japan, Korea, Southeast Asia, and several other regions expressed strong interest in sourcing these items from Tripura and building long-term partnerships. The minister highlighted Tripura's renowned agarwood agar oil, agar perfumes, and bamboo handicrafts. He invited international buyers and investors to attend the organic buyer-seller meet scheduled to be held in Tripura this January. The Data Yog Society Shillong, in collaboration with Chief Minister's Youth Development Scheme, organized a digital literacy awareness workshop at FGEM Higher Secondary School, Nongsprang, West Khasi Hills. Class 12 students attended the program in the presence of educational head Adrita Bhattacharji, PRO Damanba Mangnar, and school teachers. Ms. Bhattacharji said the society aims to ensure a safer digital environment across Meghalaya by empowering students through awareness programs. She highlighted that over 8,000 students have already benefited from similar initiatives. The workshop addressed key issues such as mobile addiction, cyberbullying, online scams, and cybercrime, stressing the importance of responsible and safe digital behavior. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, expressed concern over the rising drug menace and urged National Service Scheme volunteers to spread awareness and compassion. He advised them to reach out to schools, colleges, neighborhoods, and every household and speak openly about the dangers of addiction, guide those who are struggling, and help their families and find support. The governor was speaking at the valedictory ceremony of the Northeast NSS Festival at Himalayan University, Itanagar yesterday. He called upon NSS volunteers to become ambassadors of the region. Altogether, 320 volunteers from all northeastern states participated in the NSS festival in Arunachal Pradesh. Mizoram Information and Public Relations Minister B. Lalchanzova has acknowledged that GST may appear challenging at the outset, but argued that its primary goal is to improve the economic well-being of every citizen. He said the initiative could help transform Mizoram's economic landscape, particularly in the distribution and management of goods, ultimately contributing to broader development. According to him, the reforms will positively impact low-income communities and bring benefits to the general public. He underscored that taxation should not be viewed as a burden, but as a civic responsibility. The minister revealed that the state government is working on strengthening tax collection systems in Mizoram, stressing the need for financial sustainability rather than complete dependence on central funding. Mizoram Information and Public Relations Minister B. Lalchanzova has highlighted that Vande Mataram continues to serve as a powerful symbol of national unity, inspiring Indians both within the country and abroad. The minister was speaking at the media conclave at Vartalab held at DIPR Auditorium in Aizawl yesterday. He said that Vande Mataram song has historically played a role in national development and remains essential in fostering solidarity among citizens. In a rapidly developing world, unity plays a vital role, the minister underscored. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.